Your organization sprang into action as a second responder, a term I heard from my friend Cammie Kale from the Volunteer Center a couple weeks ago. While you may not have arrived alongside the paramedics, your teams followed soon thereafter. In easier times, some of what you did was so outside the boundaries of your regular job that it would have been called mission drift. In these times, it's called leadership. Your pre-wildfires challenges persist. In fact, most of the challenges may have gotten even worse.
Why had everyone come together this morning? Brown had an answer for that, too.
You are ready to build new partnerships, champion issues of equity, and commit to the long-term effort to rebuild our community. You are in the right place, and you are nonprofit strong.
Among the funders presenting at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in Rohnert Park were Rebuild North Bay, Redwood Credit Union, representing the North Bay Fire Relief Fund, UndocuFund, Tipping Point Community, and the United Way of the Wine Country. That group was represented by its CEO, Mike Kaloff.
From a short-term perspective, we started providing cash assistance to those who lost their home in the amounts of $1,000. This was in partnership with the North Bay Relief Fund, so I'm sure Matt will talk about that more later. We also wanted to provide cash assistance to those who took on a financial hardship. We saw that as a very, very big issue going forward. Some people couldn't get to work because of the fires. Some people lost their jobs because of the fires. Some took smoke damage, but they weren't insured. A lot of people were without electricity and lost all the food in their house. I was amazed in reading the applications on how many people had gone to Costco the day before the fire, which makes sense. It was Sunday. And I think anybody that's been to Costco on a Sunday knows that many people probably were there and stocked up their freezers prior to. But they lost all that food. And again, knowing how big those bills are, it was significant.
So far, said Kaloff, United Way has helped about 3,900 families with nearly $3.8 million, direct, quick cash assistance to help them get on their feet. He happily shared two other projects that haven't been as widely reported. A large donor gave United Way a gift that enabled them to pass money through to restaurants, feeding people for free during the fires. Another class of gifts will fund the purchase of portables for schools that lost classrooms. Sorry about the short notice, but today, November 30th, is the deadline to apply for small grants from the United Way. We'll hear from one more of the funders today, Daniel Lurie of Tipping Point Community in San Francisco. That group generally has supported programs in education, housing, employment, and wellness in six counties south of here. But the fire transported Lurie back to a previous job where he was involved in helping lower-income communities after 9/11 in New York City. For Lurie, the North Bay fires are our community's 9/11, and he feels they've erased any previous boundaries.
But I will tell you that our community, a little farther south, is here with you. We stand with you. And that is why 4 days later, Tipping Point established our emergency relief fund. We knew we needed to act. We also knew low-income individuals and those vulnerable would be the hardest hit and would have the longest, steepest climb back. And that is why that is our focus with the emergency relief fund dollars that we have raised.
Lurie's foundation had already given out $2 million, and at Tuesday's event, he announced a grant to Santa Rosa Community Health Centers of $2.5 million to help with health needs, especially mental health, during the recovery. Lurie provided a transparent accounting of his fund's money spent so far, including money raised from Band Together Bay Area, the benefit featuring members of the Grateful Dead and others. He shared his group's timeline for spending the rest of the money.
We plan to get all of our money, and right now that total is at $23 million. We plan to get that out by December of 18. It does not need to be spent by December of 18. We understand that this is a years-long process, not a months-long process, but we want and will put, although we will retain a little flexibility in that language, in the sense that we want to make sure that you all have the support and the funds on that general operating support for infrastructures in years 2 and 3 and potentially longer. So our funds, although they may be out by that time, don't need to be spent by that time.
As the morning progressed, the nonprofit executives in the audience eagerly noted exactly what money was where and how it was being earmarked. They see possibilities of serving the needs of their constituents in ways they've always done, and adding the services that are needed now more than ever after the North Bay fires. We'll bring you other voices from Tuesday's event in coming days. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.